Nan knew that there was no better perspective than that of the fairies. In their world, time slowed and hearts beat a different rhythm. Magic fluttered through the trees and swirled in the dewdrops that covered the grass each morning. The childlike tickle of happiness that touched the dragon's skin as they walked through the forest each day reminded them to stop and pay attention, to look at the world upside down, topsy-turvy, and through a smaller lens. They thanked the fairies for their magical inspiration by building them villages and homes, and even when those tiny abodes were simply made from dragon scraps, from broken somethings that the grand dragons had once thought were useless, the fairies thanked them in return. Those magic folk would wave green leaves at their friends as they passed. We humans, less knowledgeable in the magic world, mistake this for the wind.